The Irish Independent is describing it as the giveaway budget that will surpass anything seen during the Celtic Tiger. While alongside a picture of Finance Minister Jack Chambers and Public Expenditure Minister Pascal Donoghue smiling for the cameras yesterday, the Irish Times characterises it as the coalition's electoral launchpad. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish Examiner is focusing not on how the government is expected to spend money in the future, but how it spent money in the past, as detailed in yesterday's report from the Controller and Auditor General. Watchdog shines light on wasteful state is the headline there. In its lead editorial today, the Times also references that report. Under the headline, Lessons for Today's Budget, the leader writer reminds those holding the purse strings that while money is easily spent, value for money is hard won. And while there's lots of upbeat commentary regarding today's giveaway budget in his column in the Times, Fintan O'Toole is notably circumspect. Expect an early Christmas today, he suggests, but with no wise men and no guiding star. Elsewhere this morning, Israel's ground invasion of Lebanon generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Mail and Irish Daily Mirror. Coolock says no comment. That's the headline in today's Irish Daily Star, alongside a picture of a woman who featured prominently in Barry O'Kelly's RTÉ Investigates Inside the Protest documentary. Paul Healy tracked down the woman who repeatedly used the N-word and made abusive anti-immigrant remarks in the documentary, but who refused to comment when he confronted her. The Irish Sun builds its lead story around an interview with Jolene Morey, a sister of Nicole Morey, who died following a dog attack at her home in Limerick in June. In the interview with Katie Hannan on RTÉ's Upfront, she said that she fears that the new laws restricting the ownership of XL bully dogs won't go far enough. The Belfast Telegraph leads today with the resignation over the weekend of two Sinn Féin press officers, Sean McGeer and Caelan McGinley, who gave job references for a former press office colleague while he was under investigation for child sex offences. Michael McMonagall, who last week pleaded guilty to 14 offences, left Sinn Féin in August 2021 after he was arrested by police investigating child sex crimes. The 42-year-old from Derry was subsequently given job references for a position which he got with the British Heart Foundation the following year. The Irish women's rugby team's surprise win over New Zealand yesterday receives lots of coverage this morning. The Times reports on a new piece of research from the Netherlands which found that drivers of EV cars were significantly more likely to be involved in accidents than people driving petrol or diesel cars. Michael O'Leary recently paid just under €4 million at auction for two farms in County Westmeath. That's in The Independent. And The Examiner gives front page coverage to the closure of Jackie Lennox's chip shop in Cork City. After more than 70 years in business, the family cites the increased pressure of running a small business as the reason for its closure. Back in The Independent, meanwhile, it's reported that the buildings which used to house Dylan McGrath's Brasserie 66 and Rustic Stone restaurants in Dublin have just been put on the market. There's a story in The Examiner about a new initiative in Cork where retailers in the city are to be compensated for leaving their lights on at night in a bid to make the streets safer. And finally, staying with The Examiner, there's a nice picture taken by Valerie O'Sullivan on the back of today's paper of the Kerry Choral Union performing in the cavernous surrounds of the Valentia Island Slate Quarry. The show was part of a Kerry County Council event showcasing architecture, and we're told that the quarry, which first opened in 1816, has provided slate for many notable buildings, including the Paris Opera House.